Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, April 1st. I'm Megan Lynch. Opening today, St. Louis Community College's new Advanced Manufacturing Center.
It's on the Florissant Valley campus. It's the second of six buildings in the STLCC's Transformed initiative. The $51.8 million, 96,000 square foot facility funded by Proposition R will provide students with hands-on training in manufacturing, engineering, and technical trades. Chancellor Dr. Jeff Pittman.
That building will house our manufacturing, industrial maintenance, engineering programs. We have a program there for Boeing technicians that we've done for a number of years, but that's going to allow us to enroll a great deal more students.
There's a ribbon cutting later this morning where the governor, Mike Kehoe, is expected to make an appearance. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Athletes continue to fight the University of Missouri-St. Louis's decision to cut track and field, which Captain Will Camphy says came suddenly.
We didn't exactly know what the meeting was over, but they basically called us in and sat us all down. The athletic director came in and pretty much started talking and straight up just kind of told us, didn't really beat around the bush much, and told us that they've decided to pull the funding from the program and that as of 2026, the program would be non-existent anymore.
The latest is that athletes have filed a civil rights complaint with the federal government. The programs are predominantly female. UMSL athletes plan a march today at 5:30 on campus. Washington University making news for both new students and those about to graduate.
While she was announcing big tuition hikes, in part because of less federal funding and in part because the school is concerned about new taxes on endowment funds, the annual increase is $3,700 to $68,000 for total yearly tuition. WashU notes Missouri and Illinois students whose families make less than $75,000 a year don't pay anything. Meantime, the commencement address will be given May 12th by Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles. She'll also get an honorary degree along with actress Jennifer Lewis, Roger and Paula Riney of Scottrade, and alumna Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the former director of the CDC. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A bullying incident now under investigation after a Rockwood South middle schooler was sent to the hospital. The student's mom says her daughter was dragged around, beaten in the head, and kicked in the back Friday. Video of the attack was posted online. Police confirm they're involved. It's not clear what will happen to the student behind the attack. The district's policy says assaulting another student can lead to a 180-day suspension or expulsion. Tanya Haddock, star of HBO's Chimp Crazy, pleaded guilty to perjury and obstruction of justice for falsely claiming that her chimpanzee, Tonka, was dead. In reality, Tonka was alive and later taken to a Florida care facility by authorities. The judge warned Haddock against making false statements in the media going forward, as it may affect the way he sentences her on July 16th.
Inform your decision. Election news.
If you're to believe the polls, the next mayor of St. Louis will be Kara Spencer. The latest numbers have Tashara Jones trailing substantially behind Alderwoman Spencer.
But Kim looks caught up with Mayor Jones to ask her if she thinks the polls are accurate. She says there are some bright spots in those polls because when you look at senatorial districts, and especially the 5th Senate District, the candidates are neck and neck.
And then there's a lot of work going on in community that isn't really reflected in the polls.
Because, like, when you talk to people, what are they telling you? I mean, do they seem receptive?
Yes, there's some movement in the air. And yes, when I do talk to people and I'm able to, you know, give them the information myself and not what they see on TV because the commercials are very misleading, they're able to say, oh, well, I didn't know that, you know, this is what's actually going on.
Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
The Missouri House primed to pass the state budget this week.
The Missouri House Budget Committee's version of the budget proposal is about $48 billion. Roughly $5 billion lower than Governor Kehoe's budget request. Highlights include a reduction in the governor's pay raise proposals for state workers. The committee backed Kehoe's recommendation to underfund state aid to K-12 public schools by $300 million. It tossed out his request to spend an extra $107 million in federal funds on child care subsidies. After the House votes, the proposal heads to the Senate for more number crunching. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The massive Masonic Temple on Lindell is for sale. The 386,000-square-foot building was redeveloped by Brian Hayden into 166 apartments. The development is called the Beyond Lindell and includes a fitness center, event space, and parking garage.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.